It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have Wisconsin's insurance commissioner on the line. This office has been regulating the state insurance market for 150 years. Are you worried about health insurance premiums going up because of the pandemic? Have you been hit with an unexpected insurance bill recently? What questions do you have about how insurers can operate in Wisconsin? We're at 800-642-1234. Mark Affable was appointed the Commissioner of Insurance in January 2019, confirmed by the State Senate last November, and prior to his appointment, he was Chief Legal Officer for American Family Insurance. Commissioner Affable, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
How has life been for your office? What's been the biggest change you've been facing since the pandemic?
Well, it has been, it's such a large, incredible crisis that we're facing, and so we have been really focused on doing what we can to help Wisconsin residents through these very difficult times. That's been our number one focus, Kate.
Have you been talking with insurance companies around the state, and what are they telling you right now?
We have been talking to insurance companies across the state. We've been meeting with them on a regular basis, either through their trade associations, and I've been calling the CEOs of insurance companies for the last 4 weeks, just to get a feel for what they're seeing and what they're hearing. And the number one concern they have is making sure that their policyholders are taken care of. And they've been very responsive to a lot of our requests and encouragement to do more for their policyholders. Their concerns have been the same as a lot of business owners. They're concerned about their employees. It is an essential business, so their employees are coming in, but most are working remotely. But with storm seasons coming, property and casualty insurers are concerned about making sure that they can handle the claims that come in from those storms, and health insurers are waiting to see what happens from the various claims that they're going to be receiving.
So, Commissioner, when you talk with CEOs of these insurance companies around the state, what have been your requests to them? What are your top priorities as the commissioner here in Wisconsin?
Well, there's been a couple different things that we've been doing, Kate. Again, really, the focus has been on trying to help Wisconsin residents through this crisis. And so our focus has been really on encouraging to do more for their policyholders, to understand the challenges that their policyholders are facing. Unprecedented crisis calls for unprecedented action. And so we've been encouraging insurers to be more flexible on deferred payments, flexible on cancellations. We've been working with the auto insurers to give some type of premium relief since people are driving less in the pandemic, and we're seeing insurers step up. Every major auto insurer has given some type of premium relief, and I'd say the industry overall has responded well to deferring payments, to being to giving it consideration on cancellations, and so. Those are the types of discussions that I've been having with insurers.
We've seen just droves of people, Wisconsinites, apply for unemployment assistance, and many of these people are likely to have lost their health insurance. Does your office know how many people have lost coverage for health insurance here in Wisconsin?
I don't have the exact number of people who have lost their health insurance, but I think you're hitting on a really important point, that we know that almost 600,000 Wisconsin residents have applied for unemployment insurance, and we know that there are many folks who have either lost their jobs, have been furloughed, or their hours have been significantly reduced. And so one of our focuses has been to make sure that people understand what options are available. We've been working with the Department of Health Services. OCI has a partnership with them, an advisory council that works with community groups that really try to make sure that that there is information on the options that are available.
And what are those options available? There is Badger Care. Where else can people go if they've lost insurance?
So first, if they were underneath an employer plan, the federal law, you know, requires employers to send the option of health insurance, which is something called COBRA. But COBRA requires full payment of premiums. And
super expensive, and too. Expensive. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So you're right, Kate. There are other options available. The individual health market is available. Healthcare.gov. Has options that are there, as well as some people might be eligible for Badger Care. And so I think the real key is having people understand what options are out there. And there are some places that they can go, such as calling 211 or calling some of the community organizations like Covering Wisconsin that can help folks navigate what is available, and so they can make a good decision.
We're talking with Mark Affable, who is Wisconsin's Commissioner of Insurance. We're looking at the situation amid the pandemic about how insurance is regulated in Wisconsin and what insurance companies are doing for their customers right now. You can join in with your questions about insurance. Tell us what you'd like to know about how Wisconsin regulates insurers. Has your business been denied insurance claims during the pandemic? Tell us what happened. We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@wpr.org. Commissioner, there are reports out there that insurance premiums are really going to spike next year because of this pandemic. What power does Wisconsin have to regulate how much, for instance, health insurance can increase?
I've heard those rumors as well, but I think it may be too early to say what actually is going to take place. But as it relates to the authority the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance has, you know, we do regulate rates. We oversee what rates are there, and if rates are either excessive, inadequate, or unfairly discriminatory, we have the authority to take action on those rates. I think what we need to be seeing is, what does the experience look like? Nobody knows exactly what the cost of treatment for the COVID-19 cases are going to be. But we also, and so that's going to be something we're very interested in tracking and monitoring. But the other piece that we know that's going on in health insurance right now is that a lot of elective surgeries are not taking place. And so what kind of impact does that have on rates? We'll be very interested when health insurers begin to submit their rates for the next year.
Yeah, last month you asked health insurers to waive the cost sharing for coronavirus testing. What was the response to that?
The response was very good. The response hit was very good, and now with the enactment of Act 185, that is law, that the testing is available with no cost sharing. But prior to that, the response from the industry was very good on waiving those cost sharing fees.
We're seeing such an expansion right now in telehealth, and so many healthcare organizations trying to refer patients to a telehealth setting. Can the state require insurance companies to cover the costs of telehealth?
Unfortunately, we cannot force companies to cover telehealth. And part of the governor's legislative package had telehealth parity in it, Caden. I'm sure you know that. And so we were disappointed that that did not stay in the final bill. But we are continuing to encourage insurers to cover telehealth services same as they would for in-person services. And we're going to continue that fight. We think it's important. And several insurers have said that they believe it's important as well.
Do you find that the legislature is open to this?
I will tell you that we've had a lot of calls from legislators on this issue from both sides of the aisle. And so my hope is that this rises to an issue that they'll take up in any subsequent packaging.
We have Wisconsin's Insurance Commissioner Mark Affable with us, and you can join in. Are you concerned about health insurance premiums going up because of the pandemic? How much of an increase could you be able to afford? Have you had conversations with your insurer, perhaps your car insurance, your renter's insurance? Have you lost health coverage recently? Tell us what happened and tell us about your situation. We're at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in a minute to pick up this conversation about the insurance market here in Wisconsin, right here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. One of the world's largest insurers says the pandemic will likely trigger the largest single loss in insurance industry history. Insurance giant Chubb reported its first quarter earnings this week, saying the outbreak will be felt across its global commercial property and casualty insurance business. So what do you want to know about how insurance is regulated in Wisconsin? Still time to talk. 800-642-1234. Mark Affable is Wisconsin's insurance commissioner, and he stays with us. Let's take a call now. Hez is joining us from Winona this morning. Hi, Hez.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I was just calling in to offer a thank you and a plea for the gentleman who mentioned telehealth. I work in healthcare, and I work in primary care and behavioral health. And if those services aren't covered by telehealth, I fear people will stay home, get sicker, and we'll see them in ways that we're less able to care for them. So I just wanted to say keep up the good fight because we really need for telehealth services, especially in behavioral health and primary care, to be covered. It's really concerning, and so I just wanted to thank him for that and encourage him to keep that going.
Hez, thank you for the call. Commissioner Affable, you know, someone there saying that these services need to get to their patients.
Yes, they're very important. In this new world, I think it really will be very important that we have telehealth services available and that they're treated in the same way that in-office visits are reimbursed. It is going to be critical. And I think the other critical piece of this is making sure that we have the bandwidth, the broadband is really important for that to be successful as well.
Well, let's take another call. James is with us from Kenosha. Hi, James.
Hello.
Hi, what's your question?
In terms of home and auto insurance, we did just get a refund out of the blue for $50 from our carrier, our provider. But I wondered if this was a good time to renegotiate and perhaps switch providers.
Commissioner, is it a good time to shop around?
Well, I think you should always be shopping around. Wisconsin has an extremely competitive marketplace, and particularly an auto and home, and there may be a better deal for you out there. I think There's lots of information out there. Our office can help provide, direct you to where you could find that information. And yes, you should always be shopping to find what suits you best and what meets your needs.
Well, piggybacking off of James, you know, you mentioned earlier that auto insurers are lowering the costs of their premiums a bit. Generally, how much are you seeing there? How much are they cutting the costs for customers? And do customers have to do anything to get these premium reductions?
What we have seen, and as James just mentioned, some insurers are just giving a flat fee for their autos, and it's been primarily an auto right now. It hasn't been in home, and I think the main reason for that is when they take a look at their loss costs, they're seeing less loss experience than what they had forecasted. But so we've seen some companies do it with a flat number like $50, but others have been doing it by some type of a reduction in future premiums of, say, 15 to 20%. It's been kind of all over the place. So, and then some companies have been doing it by dividends.
Let's take another call now. Sue is joining us from Appleton. Hi, Sue.
Hi. I was just wanting to ask, I am a healthy 61-year-old with no pre-existing conditions. I have individual health insurance. I pay $800 a month for my premiums, and I have a $9,000 deductible. What do you plan to do to control the premiums on individual health insurance, especially if this virus causes a pre-existing condition?
Commissioner?
Well, the very good question, and I will say what we want to see is greater competition. We think that there have been strides made to lower the cost of health insurance, and there have been more insurers entering the marketplace over the past 2 years. But we know we need to do more, and we want to see more competition. We also know that a lot of this is getting to the underlying costs of insurance, and so all those things need to be addressed in order for health rates to continue to go down.
Sue, thank you for the call. Let's turn to businesses here for a moment. At least one business, L. Johnson's Swedish Restaurant in Door County, is suing its insurance company, trying to recoup revenue lost from the pandemic. We're seeing this straight across the country as lawsuits start ramping up. What do you make of this?
Yeah, yes, Kate. It really is a difficult issue and really a heartbreaking issue, because we want to see small businesses and our economy survive the pandemic. Had conversations with a lot of small businesses, businesses in general, conversations with insurers on this issue, and conversations with legislators, and as well as other state regulators. The National Association of Insurance Commissioners meets on a regular basis, and this was one of the top issues that we discussed. And what we're finding is what you stated is, this is not a Wisconsin problem. This is really a national issue. And how we see this moving forward is that it needs a national solution. And there has been a lot of discussion in Washington on this, some different federal proposals that are out there. And we're looking to see where those federal proposals go. We think that it does require some type of a national solution.
Well, isn't it like business interruption insurance that's supposed to protect companies from major financial losses if they're forced to close or forced to suspend their operations? What is that insurance doing right now?
That insurance is there. Business interruption insurance is many companies have it, and the policy language can vary, but in general terms, that type of coverage has excluded pandemics, and And the primary reason for that is that when insurers look at these types of coverages, it's usually for some type of a shutdown of a business. And the policies were not, from the insurer side, the policies were not designed or priced for these types of losses. They would have been unfunded. And so that's why you're seeing the lawsuits that you're seeing. Businesses, I've seen a lot of restaurants have started legal action against their insurers. That's why you're seeing that those types of lawsuits taking place.
Well, here in Wisconsin, we have a pretty robust insurance industry, some headquarters here of big companies. Do you expect some of the small insurers to perhaps go out of business?
If business interruption coverage is found to if the insurers are lose those lawsuits, there is the possibility, Kate, that companies would suffer significant financial loss and could become insolvent. That is a possibility. That's what I've heard from some of the CEOs that write this coverage.
We asked this to so many guests, but what are you tackling today? What does your day look like?
Well, the day is, as I said, a lot of it is continuing to encourage insurers to look at what they can do to help their policyholders. We will continue to have those calls with CEOs. We'll also be taking a look at the various coverages that are out there and what proposals we can do to help consumers through this these difficult times.
Commissioner, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Mark Afable is Wisconsin's Commissioner of Insurance. Just ahead, we answer your questions about personal finance and the stimulus checks the government is sending out and what you can do if there's a mistake with your check. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.